center pivot irrigation. It's popular, but these systems often require adjustments in order to be efficient. And Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers is here to tell us about a pilot project in the state to help farmers improve their center pivots and save water and energy. So I think we just got farmers' attention there, Commissioner. What's it all about?
You're right about that. You know, one statement or one fact that I point out to consumers or to folks who maybe don't have quite the appreciation for the efficiencies in agriculture is that compared to 30 years ago, due to the advancements in genetics, due to low inputs, a lot of things, water management that we've already had, such as low pressure irrigation systems, we now produce the same quantity of output of food, if you will, with half of the water that we used to require. So again, farmers already have a track record of water conservation, but through this project that we're helping to support, we will take that hopefully to the next level and help some of our farmers who use center pivot irrigation to see what they might be able to do to do just what you said, save water and save electricity.
Now, we all know, of course, that surface and groundwater are essential to the success of South Carolina's ag and natural resources economy. So this project brings together a lot of different groups that are working together to make this efficiency happen. Who are some of the groups that are involved in this, Commissioner?
Well, again, out of the Aiken Soil and Water Conservation District, if you will, really took the lead in this initiative, so I'm pleased to work with them. But the primary sponsorship of dollars and whatnot comes from NRCS out of Washington, working through the local folks. And then we're very involved, along with DNR. So, again, a broad group. And then I think a company out of Florida that did a similar project years ago. This brought the attention, again, to the Aiken folks. They followed up, and we've been working on this to generate the momentum, the resources necessary to carry out the project, and now it's going to get started there in the Aiken area.
And how long is this study going to last, Commissioner?
Well, it's going to be a three-year study, and in, again, the farmers who participate will just provide input and their feedback won't cost them anything, but they will be able to learn how they would want to analyze upgrading their irrigation systems so that they might operate again more efficiently, taking it again to the next step. Everyone knows how we've gone from overhead sprinklers to lower pressure drops, if you will, on our irrigation systems. Well, this is just one more way to take that efficiency to the next level. And again, no cost to participate. So we hope our farmers will really take advantage of this collaborative effort that we're doing and starting soon.
If people want more information about this this project, how would they go about getting that, Commissioner?
Well, the easiest thing is to call Sonia Terry, and her phone number is 803-649-4221, extension 3. Or if they want to use an email, it's capital M, capital I, capital L, M-I-L, pilot.sc at gmail.com. So you might better put that on the screen because that's a lot to remember by listening. But, yeah, we want our farmers to consider contacting the folks and being involved in this project because their input and their feedback is key to generating this valuable information.
With Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic here on the Southern Farm Network.